All right, welcome back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to another Discolli episode. It is August the 9th, 2024. Good morning, everyone. It is 11 a.m. I'm super excited to be back today with another episode. Especially today, I have a artist that I actually cherish a lot, and I know I say that almost every week, but this one's someone who like really like cuts deep into the soul whenever you listen to their music. And I'm always very excited to talk about new music, new artists, everything to do about music. And if you like everything to do about music, you are in the right place. You are listening to Discolli. Before I get into the show, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live, located, and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Now, if you don't know how Discolli works, basically every episode takes you through one pretty mainstream artist, an artist that most people know. We break down one of their albums and we talk about their artistry, we talk about their musicality, we talk about everything to do about their album, their concerts, their vinyls, you name it, we talk about it. We go down the track list, we talk about their music, and then about halfway through the show, we talk about a discovered artist, which is someone who I thought was sufficiently similar or pretty similar to the artist that we're talking about mainstream, and I basically introduce you to their music and who they are, and yeah, hopefully get you on some new music. So that's basically how Discolli works if you are new here. But I just want to play a song, honestly. I think I might start, you know, playing some songs to start off the show to really just get you guys in the mood, because I'm just going to be yapping for about an hour. And why not just start with some music before I start getting into it? So the artist that I've picked out for this week is Loewe. A lot of people might know her as Lofi. A lot of people might know her as Lofe, or Loewe, or Loewe, which is kind of confused with the designer brand Loewe, which is spelled L-O-E-W-E. But Loewe, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, I practice a lot. Loewe is actually an Icelandic name, and she is from, obviously, Iceland and Chinese. And it's spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y. Which is why people might say Lofi. But it's pronounced Loewe. So, Loewe is the love of my life when it comes to jazz music and classical music. She is just someone who has been able to bring this genre back to mainstream and back to the younger generations, which is honestly, I applaud her a lot for, because the younger generations are definitely more leaning to pop and those types of genres. But I want to start off with her most known song so that everyone can kind of get into the groove of Loewe's music and see if you might actually know her, because this is her most known song. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Loewe with From the Start.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Silence, don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you don't feel the same. Oh, the burning pain, listening to you heart bump out some new soulmate. She's so perfect, blah blah blah. Oh, how I wish you'll wake up one day. Let me say that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start. What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying. Love is driving me up. just on telling you today that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start. Confess I loved you, just thinking of you.
That was From the Start by Leve, her most popular song, one of her most, actually, I think there was one more, but one of her most popular songs. And I think clearly you can kind of tell why. It is just such an upbeat song, a song that really just puts everyone in the mood to be dancing. And you may ask why. I always try to break down the music to kind of see why exactly it makes us feel the way it does, other than the lyrics just being profoundly well thought out about how you love someone from the start and you just like can't stop loving them, and then you have all these different ways of describing it. Other than the lyrics being so heartfelt, Leve chose to write the song as a bossa nova. For people who don't know what a bossa nova is, or bossa nova, however you want to pronounce it, a bossa nova basically is Brazilian jazz. So it's a Brazilian kind of beat. And you can kind of tell because like there's like a bit, some like most of the time there's like a bit of a, like a maraca in there or like some type of shaker. And then the bass is really prominent in the actual instruments. And that's why you kind of feel like some type of like, I don't want to say Latin movements, but yeah, kind of like a Latin beat. And that's because it stems from Brazil. And so, you know, being able to put those types of beats into jazz and pair it so well with jazz, because jazz has like the standard, well, not standard, but most of the time the standard instruments of, a bass, a really soft drum set, vocals, and sometimes a guitar. And by guitar, sometimes I mean like maybe sometimes like an electrical guitar. That's kind of like more like neo jazz, as well as like contemporary jazz. And yeah, you just kind of like someone's holding down the beat, and that's kind of all it is. A trumpet sometimes, but I don't think we see a trumpet in From the Start. But that's why the song is actually so danceable, is because most of the Latin American beats, Brazilian, South American, Central American, as well as North American, part of Mexico, these beats kind of have a bit of like a catch and like a bit of a dance to it. So that's why it really makes us feel like we want to get up and dance, even though the lyrics say otherwise, where you want to just sit down, curl up, and cry. So it's a good juxtaposition between, you know, these two different worlds. But I love From the Start. From the Start was actually one of the songs that she got me hooked on. And before I get into how I discovered her, I do want to kind of give you guys who is Leve, where she's from, what does she do, and why is she so popular? So Leve was born Leve, I'm going to try my best to pronounce her last name, Lin Bing Yosdortir. I tried my best. I know that I'm pretty sure that last name is her Icelandic last name, because since she is Chinese, the Lin Bing, that makes sense. And she was born on April 23rd, 1999, in, again, I'm going to try my best here, Reykjavik, Iceland? I think that's how you pronounce it. But she was born in Iceland. For those who don't know, Iceland is like this tiny little island up in the north, from Vancouver, north, really, 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 really east. Kind of more like near like kind of like UK, between UK and Greenland. That's kind of where I would put Iceland. And she is under AWOL Records, with the mother company being Sony Music Entertainment. And she's known for her jazz pop, traditional jazz, and classical music, which is why she's breaking the barriers, breaking the walls of just fully bringing these genres back mainstream, because it's been a minute. It's definitely been a minute. She's a multi-talented artist. And what I mean by this is she can play more instruments than I think anyone. Well, that might be a lie, but she can play her main specialty is the cello, which is very rare for, I think, cello players, because it's such a small community, to make it this big. Obviously, you know, she made it with her vocals, but she also makes sure that every concert, every performance, she brings out her cello because she comes with her cello. She's part of her cello. So she plays the cello, she plays the violin, she plays the piano, she plays the guitar, and obviously she can sing. I mean, if someone could sing, it would be Leve. She has such like a nice deep voice when she sings, which is usually something that we can see with jazz singers, but also like we'll see with this new discovered artist of the week. Some jazz singers can also take the route of having a little bit of more of a breathy kind of alto kind of voice. But Leve really just chose, you know what, we're going to go deep. And it suits her so well. But also it doesn't, in the sense of she's got such a cute little face. And then this like such like really intense, passionate voice. But she makes it work. And it's honestly something that I love so much about her, is that she's full of surprises. And I love it so much. She has released actually not that many body of projects. Like I mentioned, she's fairly kind of new. That's why some people may or may not know her. But she released her first EP called Typical of Me in 2021. She was writing some of the songs before that in 2020, 2019. And then she released Everything I Know About Love in 2022, which was her first debut album, which had one of the breakthrough songs be Falling Behind, which some people may know. I'm not gonna play it, but I'm just gonna like kind of sing it out a little bit. But Falling Behind was that one like TikTok song when everyone's like, everyone was falling in love and I'm falling behind. That one. That's the one where everyone kind of fell in love with her, because it was kind of like a little bit relatable, because it was specifically during the quarantine. It was like, I'm not really falling in love with anyone. I don't know if anyone is. And then miraculously you'd be like, oh my God, there's like 10,000 new couples, but why am I not in love, you know? And then after that, she released A Night at the Symphony in 2023, which is basically where she played some of her songs from Typical of Me and Everything I Know About Love, but with like a live symphony. And I'm pretty sure it's the Icelandic symphony. So that was like a big breakthrough moment with her, for her to play with her hometown symphony. I mean, I'm, again, very proud of her. And then in 2023, which is only last year, I think it's almost a year. I think in September it's going to be a year. In September of 2023, she released Bewitched. Bewitched was the album that just got her where she is right now. And it's such a beautiful body of work. And I can't thank her enough for putting that out, because it even made me, and I'm someone who like usually likes to keep, you know, into most genres as much as I can. It made me get back into jazz, and it made me get back into like kind of like jazz classical music. My brother plays the cello as well. And so there's a funny story with him and Leve. It's not that they met. It's just like how he introduced me to Leve, and how I was kind of like in shock to know that he knew her before I did. But yeah, so classical music was something that like really didn't really click with me. But she made it work. She made it click with me. And I thank her so much for that. And then in 2024, she released Bewitched, but the Goddess Edition, which is basically just like the deluxe version of the actual album Bewitched. So I feel like I've mentioned it so many times. I feel like it's obvious that this episode will focus on Leve's Bewitched, the Goddess Edition album. So I can't wait to get to take you guys through it right now. It was released in September 8th of 2023, so almost a year ago. It is under jazz, pop, and modern classical. And the singles off of this album were From the Start, which was the first song that you heard, Promise, Bewitched, and California and Me. Those were the singles off of it. And then she released the deluxe Goddess Edition, which had four new songs, Bored, Troubled, It Could Happen to You, and Goddess. And that was released in April 26th of 2024, which is actually just a couple months ago. Oh my God. I kind of want to say these stories a little bit quickly, just because I don't want to waste too much time. But I was introduced to Leve. Basically, when I heard Falling Behind, and I was like, oh, like she has a pretty voice. And I searched it up, and I was like, oh, it's Leve, I like that song. And then I was just like, oh, like, what else does she have? And by that time, she had, I think she was like a month into, maybe? Yeah, like a month or two after releasing Everything I Know About Love. And I just kind of started seeing a little bit more and more and more of her music. And I was like, oh, this is kind of good. But I never really got into it until she released From the Start. And oh my God, did she have me on a chokehold? Like, she would not let me live a day without listening to that song. And it was just so much fun. And then I just kind of kept, you know, kept kind of listening to her. And then I was like, Bruno, like, my brother, I was like, hey, you should listen to this artist. I know you like jazz. And I know, and he was like, oh, who? And I was like, oh, like Leuwe. And he was like, Leuwe? Like, I've known her since like 2020. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, my brother would be, because Leuwe used to live stream some of her like songs and just her kind of performances that she'd do from home during the quarantine. And my brother would join them because she popped up in his feed playing the cello. And my brother was interested in, oh, who is she? Like, what does she do? And what does she write? And my brother just kind of started hopping on her live streams every time she went live. And he got to know her like at her beginning, which is I'm so jealous of. And my brother already knew who she was. And that was so exciting because I was able to connect with my brother in that sense on music, which sometimes can be really rare between me and my brother. So I was very happy, very ecstatic, and I love it. I love it so much. But yeah, I think I may want to just, I'm going to say one more thing before I get into the next song. Leuwe actually recently came to Vancouver April 8th or 9th, I actually can't remember, of this year, and I was able to snag some last-minute front row tickets for pretty cheap because some resellers just wanted to get rid of them, and I went with my friend Tia. And it was surreal. I can't describe how much I loved Leuwe, listening to Leuwe live too, because it was like the first stop of her, I think, North American tour. And it was beautiful. Like, I can't tell you how many times I cried. Like, there are songs that just impact me so much off of her discography, which I actually will be playing today. It's surreal. Like, I ascended, I came back, I ascended again, I came back, and then I just sobbed in my own tears. And then it was over and I left. So no tissues too. Like, I was just raw dogging the sleeve. So that was kind of fun. But yeah, so I do want to take you guys through the album, obviously, before I get into the vinyls. But the Bewitched Goddess Edition has a total of 18 tracks, starting off with Dreamer, which is the introduction song. And then after that, we have Second Best. Second Best is basically about, you know, kind of being like a backup to a person that you love and the person that you were maybe involved with. And it sucks being the second best and not the first best, you know what I mean? Haunted is kind of being haunted by someone's love and also haunted by someone's, like, kind of haunted by these feelings that you have towards someone. Must Be Love is just kind of like a, it must be love that I love you, you know, kind of like figuring it out. Now, the song that I want to play is While You Were Sleeping. While You Were Sleeping is just a song about falling in love when someone is, like, right beside you. And you're just cherishing them so much. And you kind of like start fantasizing, kind of like a little bit like, not exactly delusion, but kind of just, envisioning this love that you have for someone and just falling in love with them when they don't know it. That's why it's like, while you were sleeping, I fell in love. So I'll let you guys listen to the song. We'll get right back. And then we will talk about the song after that. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is While You Were Sleeping by Leuwe.
Heavens would say it was meant to be. I'll never forget the first time I saw you there. Primrose at 3, you had all of me without saying a word. To strangers, idiotic things. I trace it all back, 3:30 a.m. That night something turned in my heart. While you were sleeping, I fell in love. Mm-hmm. think I'm beautiful. Must be a trick, a tag in your id, kind of foolery. Then you take my hand, kiss me on the cheek. A light pink bouquet, a promise you'll stay, and I start to believe. I don't recognize myself. I'm writing a love song. Who've I become? There must be something wrong. I trace it all back, 3:30 a.m. That night something turned in my heart. While you were sleeping, I fell in love.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist.
Summer Light is back, baby. On August 10th, spend the day with 14 local Vancouver acts, headlined by the Golden Age of Wrestling and actors. This year, you can attend your favorite indie music festival with no cost whatsoever. That's right, admission is free. In the East Side's very own Strathcona neighborhood, Summerlight is here to give new artists a chance to bring vibrancy to a part of Vancouver that so many artists call home. Summerlight Festival is brought to you by Light Organ Records. We can't wait to see you on August 10th.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Scully. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And that was Leve with While You Were Sleeping. A beautiful song, right? I kind of feel like I'm in the stars as well, especially with the beginning, the kind of like blinging of the sky. I kind of imagine it like that. And then the do-do-do-do. I can't tell if those are strings, like distorted strings, or some type of like electrical instrument. I can't tell exactly. But it's just beautiful. And her vocals are just amazing as well. And there's a bit of like a sense of like, oh, how can I say it? Of like not believing that you're in this situation. Like she keeps saying in the song, like, I don't recognize myself, which sometimes can be a feeling when you're falling in love with someone. You're just like, how is this happening? Like, why is this happening to me? Why am I falling in love with this person? I don't recognize myself. This is not me. This is not of the norm. Which is something that I love about Levi, is that she just puts the what feels to be unexplainable, explainable. So, oh, Levi, I love her so much. Next up, going down the track list, is Lovesick, which is a bit more like of a upbeat song. Her vocals are definitely a lot more prominent, and I mean it in the sense of like she really like sings. She really it's like more loud, especially during the chorus. My friend and I always have like a little joke because it just kind of starts out of nowhere and it's like floorboards. And so whenever it starts, me and my best friend, we just start, you know, saying floorboards out of, and then we look at each other and just laugh. It's just always a fun time. And then California and Me, which if you remember, is another one of the singles that was released before the album was actually released. And that one is featuring the Philharmonia Orchestra. Sorry, I don't know why I was going to read that as Philadelphia, but... Philharmonia Orchestra. So it is technically featured various artists because it's various different musicians playing their instruments. And then it's Nocturne, the interlude. Now, I don't mean this lightly. For me, I love songs that have lyrics. Usually instrumental songs can sometimes be hard for me to grasp and hard for me to like really get into. As well as like whenever a song makes me cry or makes me feel really, really emotional, it's because of something they say or something that like matches the instruments and like the sadness and the melancholy of the song. This next song, like I mentioned, is an interlude, but it's actually a pretty long interlude. It's about 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes and a half. And it has no lyrics. It has absolutely no lyrics. But I can't tell you how many times this song has genuinely like made me feel incredibly sad. And it's not like a sadness of like a negative sadness. It's like a sadness of beauty, which I know might seem like a bit of like an oxymoron. The piano just speaks for itself. Like the piano definitely has a voice in the song, and it's just something that always just like stops my heart and stops my brain from thinking to just appreciate it. And since it's an interlude, I actually thought that during her concert she wouldn't play it because it's an instrumental. Like, why would she play it? Why would people want to listen to this? And she very much surprised me with playing it. And I can't tell you how I held my friend's hand and I just looked at Leve with like such like doe eyes and just teared up completely. And it's actually kind of a funny story. By the end of the song, I was actually like almost fully sobbing. And this random stranger beside me, she's so sweet. She puts her hand on my leg and she's like, "It's okay. I totally understand." And I felt so like seen. Like, I didn't know that someone would also understand just the feeling of beauty in that song that makes someone cry. But she did. And it felt so nice for someone to comfort you in that way. Because it just, you guys both really appreciate the music. I'll let you guys take a listen to the song and, you know, let me know your opinions on it because I love it so much as well. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Nocturne Interlude by Leve. I am trying not to cry right now, but that is Nocturne by Leve. Welcome back to Discali. That song, even just the way it finishes with the little high note at the right side of the piano, it's just, it's definitely a song and a half. But I think something that really a way to grasp someone's attention, someone's emotions, which I always kind of compare it because it sounds very similar to Inside Out's. Inside Out 1 and the second one, the main theme song, the ding, 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 that part is really just like the high part of a piano. Like we're going into like the alto side of it. And it's very simple. And same thing with Loewe in Nocturne. It's just the ding, 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 right? So it's just, it's so soothing because it's so simple, but it's such a nice melody. Kind of like if someone was like patting your head or kind of like patting your back. It's just, it's soothing, it's calming, it's rejuvenating, kind of. But hopefully you guys were able to see what I mean by there being lyrics, but also not there being, there isn't actually a lyric, but there's lyrics, and it just makes you feel some type of way. But she's actually teasing in that Nocturne, she's teasing her song Bewitched. She kind of samples the chorus of it, but on the piano. And so that's a bit of a little surprise for the song Bewitched later. But next up, the next song that I want to play is actually called Promise. I love Promise so much. It's also one of the more famous ones off of this album. Because of there's a part where she kind of really explains the way how a relationship doesn't work. And you know it. You know what I mean? When you know it, but you don't want to accept it. But before I do play that song, I want to run you guys through the vinyls, because the vinyl records, because I love them so much. And it's always a fun time talking about the vinyl records, even though it's just a little piece of plastic that spins. But the vinyl records, there were a lot of variants actually for this album. The Bewitched album before it came out as the Goddess Edition had, I don't know how many variants. There was the Silver Nugget one. There was the Vintage Green. There was the Standard Orange pressing. There was the Alternative cover with the Clear pressing. There was the, I think there was a Target exclusive. I can't really remember. There was a Blue Jay Blue. I don't know if there's a Standard Black. I think all the standard ones ended up being orange, which is actually the first one that I ended up getting was the orange pressing for Christmas. And I think that's it. Hopefully I'm not missing anything. There wasn't actually a brown, which the cover is actually brown. It's a very lovely picture of Loewe. And then the Goddess Edition came out. And that one had a completely different cover. It wasn't her, like, kind of, like, laying down on the floor with, like, this really elegant pose. This time, it was her looking down with, like, this, like, blue curtain backdrop. And she seems, like, sad, but also as in, like, I've kind of moved on kind of face to it. But, yeah, so that one had various different pressings. And this one was actually a double LP. The first one was actually just a one LP, so only one disc. And then the Goddess Edition had a double LP. And the standard pressing ended up being kind of like a blue. It's not exactly like a Blue Jay blue. It ended up being kind of more like a sky blue, a little bit darker than that. And it was like a box set. It came with two LPs. It came with a little lyric sheet. And it came with a board game, which is very surprising. You don't usually see artists do this much effort into their records and what they sell. But it came with a board game, a little like Snakes and Ladders. But instead of the ladders, it was a wand. And instead of a snake, it was, what was it? Oh, a shooting star, I think. Beautiful. It's so much fun. I played it once with my friend. And we had a great time. And it's all cardboard. So it's not like they're using super harmful materials. And yeah, it's super photos, like aesthetic, like super like it's a photogenic game. So yeah. So there was a standard blue. And then there was a kind of like a cloudy blue that was a Barnes & Noble's exclusive, which we don't have here in Canada. And then there was a cloudy, which was an Amazon exclusive, which is just basically a clear with a little bit of like fog in it. And then there was my favorite and the one that I got, which was the Vintage Green, because it's so good. It's like a translucent Vintage Green from Urban Outfitters. And I actually thought I wasn't going to get it because it said it sold out on the website. And I was so mad it sold out. And my best friend and I, we ended up going to Urban Outfitters. And we were like, if there's one, Oliver, you can have it. And I'm like, yeah, but like, what if you want it? And she was like, well, if there's two, then we're lucky. We literally get to the Urban Outfitters and there's two left. Two. That was it. There was literally none. And we were able to snag those two left. And we were so happy. We were so ecstatic. And then we got home and it was just such a beautiful pressing. It's such a dark green that like low key, if you put it into like on your turntable, it kind of looks black. But when you put it up to the light, it's a beautiful green. And I wanted to get my vinyl signed after the concert, but unfortunately, she was not there. She had left immediately after the concert. And I actually ended up finding a signed version of the Goddess Edition vinyl on Facebook Marketplace for the face value, because a fan wanted to sell it to someone who was a fan. And I ended up meeting up with her. She sold it to me face value, which was not too expensive. And I was able to get the signed version of the Goddess Edition. So now I do have Leve's signature, which is always a fun time because I love Leve. But anyway, enough of me yapping. Those are the vinyl records. If you want one, I'm sure there's still some around. So definitely get your hands on one. It's a beautiful record. And if you also want a board game, because why not? The next song I have is Promise. Like I mentioned, it's about... I actually thought Promise was about making a promise to someone else. But then when it kind of hits you that it's about making a promise to yourself, oh my God, it makes you feel like you've been putting yourself in this like little rabbit hole. But here's Leve with Promise. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To distance myself, took a flight through aurora skies. Honestly, I didn't think about how we didn't say goodbye. Just see you very soon. It hurts to be something, it's worse to be nothing with you. A cigarette for so much restraint, no matter how long I resist temptation, I will always lose. It hurts to be something, it's worse to be nothing with you.
lifestyle during midterms, finals, or anytime throughout the year? Then Freshii has you covered. Stop in today at Freshii on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshii on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshii. Eat. Energize.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
All right, welcome back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Leuve with Promise. Oh my God, that song, oh God, the realization of breaking a promise to yourself, of giving yourself space from someone who is probably toxic or was toxic in your life. It sucks. It really sucks because I know it. It's obvious that it can be very hard to not break contact, but like needing to break that contact. But you just keep and like going back to them, and even for the slightest reason. Like she mentioned in the song, she was like, "I broke a promise," and then she was because I saw someone who literally looked like you, but it wasn't even them. But she ended up breaking the promise to herself. Because she saw someone who looked like him, which is tough. You know, it's unintentional, but you kind of do it by accident and then you're back to square one. So yeah, again, that song is just lovely and beautiful. Going down the track list to finish up Leve for today, actually, because I am rambling quite a bit. After Promise, we have From the Start, which you guys listen at first. After From the Start, we have Misty, which is actually a cover. She did not write it, for those who didn't know. Then after Misty, there's Serendipity. Then after that, there's Letter to My 13-Year-Old Self, which is a beautiful song where she basically writes to her 13-year-old self because she was very self-conscious and she felt like she wasn't going to make it when she was 13. And, you know, dream big. It's basically what it says. Dream big. You'll never know where you will end up. And it's a beautiful song. Very motivational. Even sometimes I listen to it and I'm just like, you know what? I can do it. I'm going to try my best. And then we have Bewitched, which is the title track off the album. And then we get into the deluxe version with the four additional songs. There's Bored, which she actually premiered in Vancouver, I think. If not, I could be lying to you guys. But she teased it when she was in Vancouver, and she sang it to us. She was like, oh my God, I have a surprise for you guys. And then after Bored is Trouble. And then after Trouble is It Could Happen to You, which is the one that I'm going to play. And then after It Could Happen to You, just to wrap it up, is Goddess, which is the lead single off of the deluxe version, the Goddess Edition, where she belts, and she belts good. This woman shows us that her vocal range is deep, but also she can scream it, mean it, and leave it all on the floor, and just kind of tell someone off. So love her for that. And that is the one explicit song in her entire album because she says one word. So if you want to listen to it, definitely take a listen. But we're going to listen to It Could Happen to You. This is actually known as a jazz standard. For those who don't know, it's basically just kind of like a song that a lot of people know how to play, and also a song that has a pretty standard backbeat to it. And you'll see why. It's definitely a lot more traditional jazz. And it's something that I actually love a lot because I used to tap dance to standards. So it's always a fun time. But you listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is It Could Happen to You by Leve.
Hide your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night, it could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring, run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was church bells ring, it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened, and it happened, and then it happened to me.
Now the question is, did it happen to you? Because it kind of happened to me. That was "And It Happened to Me." Actually, it's not "And It Happened." It Could Happen to You by Leve. And that is the song that wraps up the mainstream artist of the day. I know I definitely rambled way too much, but that just shows how much I love Leve so, so much. If you want to know more about Leve, if you want to hear more of Leve, again, it is the Bewitched album, Goddess Edition by her. Leve is spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y. You can check her out anywhere. She's on every platform, I promise you. But yeah, that wraps up that. Now, for the discovered artist of today's episode, I tried my best to find someone with such a unique voice like Leve, and I was able to find a wonderful artist named Ellen Doughty. Now, Ellen Doughty had just recently released a pop jazz album called Every Little Scene. It was released in, I think, June 14th of 2024. And there's a little introduction that I want to give you guys that is based off of her website, her little biography. Ellen Doughty is a soulful singer-songwriter with a world-class voice. Her background in traditional jazz continues to influence her work, drawing from a number of genres like staying true to herself. A born storyteller, Ellen's intimate and personal lyrics shine through her stunning vocals. Born and raised in southern Alberta, she currently lives in Edmonton and represents Canada on the world stage, from performing at Tokyo Jazz Festival to opening for Grammy Award-winning artists Gregory Porter and Liza Fisher. I think I'm butchering that name. Her 2018 album, Come Fall, was released through Toronto label Alma Records and Universal Music in Canada and debuted at number one on the iTunes Jazz Charts. Wow, good for her. It was also released on Inpartment Records in Japan. Since its release, it has racked up 1.5 million listens on Spotify and found an audience across the world in Japan and South Korea. She was named a top 35 under 35 jazz musician by CBC. The more you know, the more you know. Wow, that is beautiful. Ellen Doughty, I was taking a listen to her newest album, and I thought she had some pretty good songs. Because of the time crunch that I have now, which I have put myself in this little rabbit hole, we'll be playing some of her songs, talking about a little bit how we feel, because they are on the longer side. She definitely put her whole soul and storytelling abilities, like we just read, into each song, because they're at least 3 minutes and 50 seconds, which I love for songs to be longer, but unfortunately for today, I would love for them to be like 2 minutes, but they're mostly like 5 minutes. So we'll start off with the first title of her album, the first track of her album called Every Little Scene, and we will talk about it later. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Ellen Doughty with Every Little Scene.
Light on lines, oh, every curve and every shape. No words, not yet. It's a glimpse of you to fill our space. A sea of blankets. We know these waters well. The furnace speaks. I'll stay under your spell. These moments, moments with you. Every little scene, baby.
All right. I hope that gave everyone a nice introduction to who Ellie Doughty is. The reason I thought she reminded me so much of Leve was because of her use of classical instruments. As you can hear in the back, there's definitely a violin or a viola. I can't exactly tell, but I'm pretty sure it's a violin because it can hit really high notes. There's a violoncello, also known as a cello. And that's really what stood out to me. It could be because I just grew up listening to a cello almost 24/7 in my apartment because of my brother. and I just, it's something that always pops out to me in a song. I'm like, that is a cello, and I love it, and I love it, and I love it so much. But yeah, I love how it's like a very like calm beat. She's very much like, you know, expressing her emotions, having this breathy alto, like I mentioned, alto voice to the jazz pop that she has going on, and this very subtle drum in the background. I absolutely loved her lyric when she was just like, "You're drinking out of your thrifted coffee mug." That imagery, for some reason, just like it popped into my head like perfectly. It painted such a good picture where I was just like, yeah, I can actually picture that. Like, everyone has thrifted a mug before. I have. And the way she's like painting the scene as like, you know, as the sun sets, as the sun, I forget how she described it, but I think she described it as like melting, I think. But it's talking about every little scene and kind of like, it felt like screenshots of like a scene, like a movie scene, or also kind of like a landscape scene. It really just put me into the feel. I love that so much for her. I do want to say right now, before we get too short on time, up next, midday at 12, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around and tune in to his episode. It's always a fun time with him. And yeah, it's, I hate to say it, but we're coming down to the last 5 minutes of Discali, and I'm so sad because there's so much more I need to do and want to do, but we're going to listen to some more Ellen Doughty. Next up, we have Starting to Understand, which is actually the song right after Every Little Scene. We'll take a listen and then talk about it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Ellen Doughty with Starting to Understand.
Dust is sparkling in the light. I'm leaning in the doorway, finally slept through the night. The creak of the hardwood floor, you're coming into view. We talk now more than we used to. I get so should do, but times like this make me want to not make any plans. It's the beauty in this quiet that I'm starting to can't seem to quiet my mind. Kids are playing in the streets, not a care in the world. I want to remember how that feels. I get so lost in what I should do, but times like this make me want to.
That is Ellen Doughty with what she just said, Starting to Understand. Just before we do wrap up the show, I do want to announce that I have a very special surprise for you guys. Since it's August and I want to celebrate August, I have decided to do a very special collaboration with actually someone who reached out to me, and it ended up being such a fun time and such an awesome collaboration to do. But August, for some of you guys who may know, some people celebrate it as the Folklore Month because of Taylor Swift's album Folklore and the song called August. I have a little sneak peek of something that I'm going to be posting later on my social media. If you don't follow me on either Instagram or TikTok, it's _Discully_. And I'll play a little snippet of you guys of what I have for you guys. And then hopefully you guys will see the actual visuals online on my social media. This is me introducing Carter Anderson.
Album Folklore and her song August, I've decided to bring in a very special guest to talk about their experience at the Taylor Swift concert. Many of you, just like me, may have some merch and or a hat that simply says Taylor's version, but a select few Swifties get to keep an even more memorable hat. Yes, that hat is the 22 hat. For this Discully Spotlight, I have brought in Carter Anderson, the receiver of the 22 hat of the Seattle concert last year in July. Here's Carter with his story.
It has been 4 years since Taylor Swift released her career-redefining album of the year winning Folklore, spawning hits with billions of streams like August and Cardigan, to fan-favorite ballads such as My Tears Ricochet or This Is Me Trying. Folklore set the bar for where pop music meets poetry. My name is Carter Anderson, and I have been generously allowed some time to share my experience at the Eras Tour last July in Seattle. So picture this, I'm in the stands with my mom.
All right, that is a little sneak peek on what I have for you guys with the little collaboration that I have with Carter Anderson. If you do want to see the live version, definitely stick around on my social media. So actually, don't stick around. Go over to my social media and check it out, because I will be posting that right after the show ends. But I do want to say a big thank you for everyone listening. I had such a fun time with this episode. It's always so fun to talk about someone that you absolutely love. To sign us off today, I have one more song for you guys to play off of Ellie Dottie's album, Every Little Scene, and it's called Bright and Bold. I actually ended up loving the song a lot. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in and listening. I'll see you guys next week. Actually, I'm lying. I won't see you guys next week. I actually will be away, but I'll see you guys the week after that with a new Discully episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Bright and Bold by Ellen Dottie.
Popcorn ceiling, airplane flying overhead, rumors awake, is it summer?